he and Paul concludes the resurrection section, and that's hard business, challenging death and the grave. How can that not be exciting? But isn't it interesting how in the very same breath he immediately moves to now concerning the collection of the saints? And he doesn't think for a moment that he's changed gears, for he believes that the giving business is a part of who we are. In 1 Corinthians 11, the haves gathered, the have-nots gathered, and the haves were not willing to share with those who didn't have. They made the non-havers resentful. We all gathered to eat the bread, and while they burned in resentment, while we're filled with greed with one another, Paul says, that's not supper. The supper's all about giving one to another. Who knows where our money goes? I don't mean to be rude about this. But we spent about 60 seconds talking about getting ready to give, 2 minutes to pick it up, and nothing more about it next week. Paul mentions it in 1 Corinthians 16, he mentions it in Galatians 2, he mentions it in Romans chapter 15, and he takes two whole chapters for it in 2 Corinthians. And he gives it a Christological center. He begins, you know, the grace of our Lord, how it was bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. And it's that grace, he goes on to say, we know of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. Two whole chapters about our giving, and there's the point in here that our giving, this is true. He makes the point here that giving of the Gentiles for the Jews are one of the markers that God has been in the world in the Lord Jesus Christ, reconciling the human family to himself. What we're now doing here is critically important. You don't hear anything when it's dropped into the plate, but you are bearing witness that God has been in the world, reconciling the world to himself. Edmund Goss, a Victorian gentleman who knew what poverty was, tells us he was walking through a wooded area. Lovely day, sky blue, everything applied, a moment of rejoicing. Little boy, maybe 9, leaning against a tree, sobbing. He says, God says, this child shouldn't have been sobbing. Should have been somewhere playing, should have been somewhere loving the life and the world that God has given. He asked him, what's wrong with you? His mother sent him on an errand for 6 months, and he lost it. Broke his garden. God said, love us, so do you. He put his hand in his pocket and said, I took 6 months and I worked. 6 penny worth of miracle changed the world for a little boy. I don't know, you don't know either where all this money is going. That is, you don't know the effects of it. It's doing something wondrous. Believe that as you do. Holy Father, we spend a lot of our money providing clothes and place to live and all the things that we need for life. For our family and for those who depend on us. You're very happy about that. We thank you that you're pleased with us when we do these things. We now give to you for other things and ask you to bless it. And give wisdom to those who use it and use it well. I know, do, Father, as if you didn't wish, we beg you. Death.